Okay, guys, a couple of things to go over before tonight's horse time. Do we have any cold open ideas?
You know how you guys did that Red Ships to Spain song?
Yeah, we've been trying to forget that one, actually.
Anyway, what if we changed things up and did like a song from Hamilton?
No. But if you want to change things up, I've got a great idea. Let's try some drama instead. I forgot how much I loved this Swimming with Sharks movie and kind of found it again recently. And we could do a scene from it where Spacey is bound and he gives this speech about life that is just rock solid.
Spacey, as in Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
No.
All right, question.
Yeah, Tanner, go.
If you want to do dramatic scenes, does that mean you're about to quit again?
What?
Well, every time you get all deep, it's because something happened in your personal life, and you know, we feel like you're probably going to try to quit the show again.
I'm not quitting the show. Why? What did you hear?
We just think we need a more stable leader. Personally, I nominate Hunter.
And I accept that nomination.
What? No. I'm the leader. I started this show. This is my creation.
Actually, if you go back and listen, you have often credited me with helping you get the show off the ground. If it weren't for me, there wouldn't be a Podzilla at all.
Plus, Hunter used to work at the radio, so he's way better at this than you.
Oh, you don't have to say that. It's true, but it shouldn't need to be said.
This is ridiculous. You're not stealing Podzilla from me.
Oh, come on. You've given me this show so many times. Look, if you have a look at this graph here, you'll see that listenership has gone up immensely since I came back. In the one show that you missed when you said that you quit, again, you can see that plays almost doubled.
That can't be true.
Look, we love you. We just think you get a little emotional sometimes, and if we want PZ85 to really ever really take off, we need someone we don't have to worry about leaving every time you get sad.
I never get sad. All I do is feel and bring joy.
And he doesn't bring his personal life to the show.
Look, my wife doesn't even know I do a podcast, and I already told you guys I was married.
This is insane. So what, you guys are just going to boot me from the show?
Yes.
You were going to quit anyway.
Hunter, I trusted you.
Why?
All right, fine. Fuck you guys. Enjoy your stupid podcast without me. It hasn't even been any good since Mandy left anyway. I built this place. I'm the all-star, goddammit. Let's see how far you get without Shannon Young.
Did he disconnect?
Yep.
Cool. You want to skip this stupid-ass show and watch some Hamilton again?
Absolutely.
Raise a glass to the revolution.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podzilla 1985, and it's Saturday, and you know what time that means.
It's not!
It's not, and?
It's not Saturday.
It's Friday, but what time is it, Hunter?
It's horse time!
It's horse time on Podzilla 1985. I want to thank you guys for tuning in with us here tonight. My name is Shannon Young, still in control of the show. With me, of course, is the usurper, Double H.
And I accept that nomination.
And the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Yes.
So that was a little bit different than what we normally do. I liked that.
It was good.
That was
it worked
fun.
Well.
We had talked about it before about possibly writing our own cold opens instead of just doing SNL every week. So I decided to write up a little something, and I thought it went well. I thought it was a good thing. Maybe we'll do some more like that. We'll let other people take a shot at it, write some. I know Hunter will be great at it. Tanner, unfortunately, can't read or write, according to him, before the show. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wish we got that on audio. Before
you think I'm not recording you guys at all times? No, that's done.
Oh, God. That
I haven't covered.
That just reminds me of, we were doing Pro Wrestling Unscripted once. It was before we were doing Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and me and Dalton and Allie and Asa were sitting at the table, and Dalton was just saying the dumbest shit, because of course he did. I mean, like, offensive, it could get him fired from his job type shit. And he stops, and he kind of covers the mic a little bit, and he looks at me and goes, you're not recording, are you? And Allie goes, like, are you in front of a microphone? Because, yes, I record everything. And I
just the NSA.
Yeah, I try to use it against people whenever I can. So it's a lot of fun. Yes. If you've never secretly recorded someone, I highly recommend you do it. In most states,
email us at yesyouhave@ podzilla1985.com.
A lot of the times, you don't even have to ask them permission. Just do it. You know.
You know, I remember those days when you had to be careful what you would say in the prep for the show, because you never knew when he was fucking recording, and boy, he would hold that over you.
Yes. Yes, that is true. It has been a magical journey here on Podzilla 1985 for the past 5 years. Boy, we've seen some changes, we've had some laughs, we've shared some moments, and it's sad that it's coming to an end sometime between now and the next 10 years.
Speaking of things coming to an end in the future, did you see the article? Hang on, Sarah sent me this yesterday. The article about how Nintendo guarantees that they will be following up the Nintendo Switch sometime before 2100. And by that, I do mean the year 2100.
What?
Yeah, here we go. Hang on.
That is quite the margin.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm gonna go
there
get
it. Is.
I need to go get a refill on this tea before it gets cold. I'll be back in like 2 minutes. You boys talk amongst yourselves.
If his tea gets cold, then it would be stone cold. That's how he got the name.
I normally have coffee on this show, and Hunter, as you know, I normally have iced coffee from my Keurig machine. But Shelby made me feel so bad about my Keurig last night that I switched to tea. Because she was uppity about it. So I'll be right back.
Wait. So do you not make tea with the Keurig too? What are you making tea with?
No, I bought a tea, what do you call it? Tea kettle? It's like an electric one. I bought it as a gift for somebody. And
oh, it's a kettle. Okay. Yeah. See, you were talking about this earlier and I was like, I don't understand. Are you not just using the Keurig?
No.
So you got a separate kettle, heating up the water and doing the whole thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because the Keurig can do it, but they really wanted this. They thought it was very, very cool, and I was like, yeah, it looks awesome, so I got it and left it at my place, and so I've just adopted it. And if I'm not drinking coffee, I'm drinking it. I mean, I have water in the fridge, but I figure tea is just water with sugar, so it's still healthy. It's like, and it gives.
Wait, is that all you're putting in your tea? Is it just sugar water?
Yeah, I just heat water up and then I put sugar in it. Why?
It's a real shame that you don't watch The Office, because there's a Tanner will know. I think there's a Michael Scott bit that's pretty good for that.
Hunter, yes. Hunter, I don't watch.
It's fairly similar.
I don't watch anything.
I know.
I watch the days pass by, and I'll be right back.
He doesn't watch Raising Arizona.
I watched Raising Arizona.
No, he did. He finally got around to that.
Yeah. Well, then sit down and watch fucking Hamilton.
You know, all right, here's my rule on Hamilton. I've never said it publicly. I'm going to say it publicly. And I told Hunter this. The situations have changed, but my rule stays the same. I will not watch Hamilton unless I am watching it with my girlfriend. That is my rule. So you want me to watch Hamilton? Get me a girlfriend. Email us your resume at Shannon's just gonna fuck it up at podzilla1985.com. I can only promise
don't leave the up off either though, because it still works, but it's not what we're going for here.
I can't promise you that it'll be good forever, but you get at least like 3 months of something. Okay, I'll be right back.
If that's not his bio on Tinder by tomorrow, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh, I really hope he doesn't have a Tinder by tomorrow.
I can't promise it'll be good, but it'll be 3 months of something. Legitimately, Nintendo is guaranteeing the Switch successor will be out sometime before 2100. So that means you've only got, 80 years, and then for sure in the next 80 years it's going down.
Jesus, that's such a wide margin of, I'm glad to know it's not going to be here at some point in time, maybe in my lifetime, maybe.
The bit is, hang on, let me take a picture of the thing. So basically, when they were in the midst of like a presentation about, this is when they were talking about discontinuing the 3DS. So they showed all the progressions of like what they're working on right now and what they've done in the past, and it looks like this. So the integrated hardware software they did with the DS and the Wii, that was 2004 and 6. The Switch is one system that does both of those things. They did that in 2017. And then the integrated hardware software next gaming system for the future, 20XX. Well, reasonably, that could be any time between now and 2100. So once again, we're in good Nintendo
good
hands. They got us taken care of. The tea is especially delicious tonight.
I wonder why he's doing it the British way.
All right, I made some tea, fellas.
Well, I'd love to hit you with a Hamilton bit, Tanner, about that, but we've already clearly established that it will go over his head. So
the problem with Hamilton is that at this point, I don't think I'm ever going to get to watch it.
I'm going to come to
the only
store.
Because of your own self-proclaimed bit. You could watch it at any time.
No, this I figure watching Hamilton is like a reward to me. It's no, how do I want to word this?
Yeah, you should really think about that differently, because if the future girlfriend is listening to this, she's going to be like, "Oh, that's the reward." The reward is he gets to watch a musical. He can watch it anytime.
I don't think future girlfriend's going to listen to the show. I think if future girlfriend exists, I'm never going to tell. It's like the bit earlier. She's not going to know I do a podcast. She's going to say, what do you do with your evenings? Like every time I want to hang out, you block me out for like an hour and say you have to edit. What does that mean? And I'll show her the knife and say, don't ask questions.
Say, tell them that you're an accountant. That's the running joke now, is that if anyone asks about what you do, it's just, I'm an accountant.
Well, then,
they don't have to think about it.
But then I feel like they would just ask me why I'm so poor.
That's not the same thing. Just because you handle other people's money doesn't mean you get to take any home. it's not I don't know. I have no idea what an accountant makes. I have no idea why I'm doubling down on this poor accountant bit. But
hey, you know what? Maybe future girlfriend is listening to the show. And if you are listening, I want to tell you, don't listen to the rumors. Most of that stuff is made up. Some of it is true. Some of it is true. That's all I want to say. I'm sure whoever it is that's listening is beautiful and smart, and Tanner's gonna ask why you come anywhere near me, and you can tell him the reason that every girl tells him that they come near me, and the answer to that, I have 3 arcade machines in my apartment. I have a 70-inch television, 4K,
and Spangler's Neutronal wand.
I have Spangler's wand. I actually have a whole new Ghostbusters display set up here. Where I used to have the extra computer. I took all that down. I've got a whole Ghostbusters display. It's not even all of it. I need to get more shelving for it because I still have stuff in a box. And then if I want to, I have a whole box of Ninja Turtle stuff I could put up too. At some point, though, I start to think about it and like, okay, let's say you, jokes aside, you really are going to meet somebody or try to impress somebody or win somebody back or whatever. Do you really want so many toys sitting around your apartment? Because they're going to think something's wrong with you. See, Dalton's lucky. He's already got someone that lives with him and she accepts him for what he is. I don't know how women react to a man that has so many toys.
It depends on how much they're worth and if you're willing to then sell them.
My toys are worth quite a bit. I have quite the collection. And for the right girl, well, I'm not selling the Ghostbuster stuff. That's just to be honest.
I just
it's done.
Yeah.
I just got the mental image from How I Met Your Mother when Barney's trying to hook up with the bartender, but she hates suits, so she makes him choose between the suits and her.
So it's I thought about this the other day because I didn't watch a lot of How I Met Your Mother, but someone told me that I was basically Barney, and
I didn't think that was a fair comparison. That is not a fair comparison.
Because I don't know anything about the show, but I do know Barney is played by Neil Patrick Harris, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Then I want to be Barney because I like Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, but I don't get that comparison at all. That's not even a very weird.
What is his character? Tell me about him.
He's a whore, Tanner. He's a whore.
Oh, I'm different. Wait, weren't you guys calling me Chads at one point?
This is a little different.
Is it?
Wait, who's Chaz?
No, Chad. Tanner and
he's a Chad.
Yeah, they were calling me Chad for a little bit, and I think isn't Chad like a man whore?
I mean, no. Yes and no.
Oh, listen to him stutter now.
A Chad Moore takes it. No, it's
a Chad Moore.
That's a group Chad. Of them. When you have a group of them together,
it's
a Chad
Moore.
Now, I would rather be a Chad than a Barney.
If you will allow me just a moment to explain from Wikipedia.
Thank you.
I'd like to do this in my NPR voice.
Yeah.
The term was later appropriated in incel forums to refer to sexually active alpha males. Within the manosphere, chads are viewed as constituting the top decile in terms of genetic fitness. In online animation drawings in the manosphere, a chad is further tagged with the last name Thundercock and is often depicted as muscular with a very pronounced crotch bulge. One such depiction in the Virgin vs. Chad internet meme of the late 2010s displayed the head of Chad in the same shape as the borders of the country of the same name. Overall, this depiction is reminiscent of stereotypes of American fashion in the 1980s and runs together somewhat with the stereotype of the jock. So, yeah, again, no.
That doesn't sound like me either.
Chad doesn't work at all. I have no idea where anybody was getting that from.
Like,
it was a joke. It wasn't serious.
I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy, and I have big muscles. I'm a big guy, but
muscles.
He has muscles.
But I'm no physical specimen, Tanner, so I appreciate that. And I believe when you called me Chad, at the time I did have a girlfriend, so that was awkward. Thank you.
No.
Also, due to their characterization as being genetically gifted and privileged, though sometimes depicted as shallow, airheaded, arrogant, and overly sexual, the term Chad is used in both a pejorative and complimentary way on incel firms.
How the fuck is that me, Tanner? Are you saying I'm just a big, dumb idiot that fucks everything?
I'm not the one that started it. Somebody else called you Chad, and we just continued it on.
Oh, if everyone else jumped off a cliff, were you going to jump off with them?
No.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody actually answer that question. And there's the answer. That's what it is.
I'm almost out of
tea
again.
I don't get the... I definitely don't get the Chad bit. That's not working for me.
I think, if anything, I'm really a Shannon.
You're that.
I think if anything, you the burger now, bitch.
Well, I just found out cockfighting's done with chickens. That's 12 months of training wasted.
Jeez.
I need Derek Boxdorfer here to make those jokes.
Yeah, where is Derek anyway? Busy being on PWU trying to be us?
Yeah, I think he was so embarrassed by that, he just went into hiding. No,
I have not listened to the show. I haven't listened to it either. So.
Well, I want to point out that I haven't listened to it not because I don't think they did a good job. I'm sure they did a good job. I just don't fucking care about wrestling right now. And you and I are in the same boat.
That's why I left. Yeah. Yep. That's 100% the main reason that I dipped out of the show. I was very busy and stuff too, but the bulk of it was entirely around just I don't to quote our good friend Eric Andre, I don't give a shit about wrestling.
Yeah, when I heard Road Warrior Animal passed away, and then, you know, Ace has taken some personal time, I was going to message Dalton and say, hey, do you want me to be on PW? Because I didn't know it was just going to be him. And I love Dalton, but he's never carried a show by himself like I have, and you have, and Asa has, and Cody has, and Tanner has. So I don't know if Dalton was ready to do it all on his own. So I was gonna volunteer. If he wanted to do it on his own, fine. I don't doubt that Dalton could do it. Dalton's a funny guy, and he's very entertaining, and he can talk and talk and talk, and that's pretty much all you have to do here. But he hit me with it almost immediately. Before I could even message him, he messaged me and said, hey, will you edit PW for me? I'm going to have Sadie and Derek on. And again, my first thought was, I don't know, Three Mile Island. You know, but I think they pulled it off pretty well. Except Dalton had an echo. And I don't know if I fixed it. I tried to fix it, but somehow he would say something, and then a split second later, it would say it again. So, Tanner, I'm not going to repeat that.
And this is coming from the guy who says we cannot do a bit saying that you turn a hose on a black lady.
Read your history.
Read your history.
Well, Tanner's...
We can't do that SNL sketch, apparently.
Tanner's throwing around these memes. He's calling me Chad. What's up, Tanner?
I'm sitting here trying to think who I could compare you to on How I Met Your Mother. Hunter, would you say he's
Wouldn't I be the main character? Because aren't I
no idea what you're going for here. But yeah, if anything, I would have gone with Ted.
Yeah, aren't I trying to...
You are Mosby-ish.
I'm trying to meet their mother, so wouldn't that be me?
No, if anything, legitimately, I would go with Ted.
Which one's Ted?
That's the main character.
The main guy.
Okay.
Yeah. On occasion, he has an unrealistic expectation for the way his love life is supposed to go.
Does he expect it to exist? Because yes. I feel like for me, that's pretty unrealistic. You know, the best joke, whenever I get sad, I make the best jokes. And that usually depresses people because they laugh, but they don't want to laugh. And
it's literally what Hunter just did.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The stand-up dilemma. This is why stand-up comedians are almost exclusively of a particular variation. Like, they usually are not married. They usually are, like, older, but that's their career. They're not older, but I should say they're, like, you know, in their 20s, 30s, but this is what they do. Like, they don't have a traditional job, so they've got that to work with. I did stand up for a year. It was legitimately the exact year before I got married, and Sarah and I were already together and had been for a while, so my material was A, clean AF, none of it was about that stuff. It was just about, like, funny observations, and
right.
I was 100% like a Seinfeld-style, you know, observational humorist, but in that year, I was like, I got half an hour of funny things to say. That's it. That's all I got. I have nothing more beyond this.
My life is pretty much just fodder for comedic material, I feel like. And my love life especially has been the subject of many, many awkward jokes here on the show. And I think my favorite one I ever did, it was also the most painful one, but it killed Dalton. And if I can kill Dalton, it's always worth it. It was like, it was 2 or 3 weeks after Allie moved out. And it was on this show. It was on, like, either the first or second Horse Time, before it was called Horse Time. It's still not called Horse Time, but anyway.
It is. It's Horse Time.
I asked the group, I was like, do you know what the difference is between me and the store that I work at? And they're like, what? And I said, the store has an alley next to it. And Dalton just fucking lost it.
That was...
I do remember that, yeah.
Because that was during a time period where I dared not mention her name on the show. And that was one of the only times... that was one of the first times I did. And everybody just got super awkward. Now I can joke about it because, again, water under the bridge. That was 6 months ago. Eventually you move on. But at the time, it was a pretty, pretty awkward joke. So you're all welcome. I sacrifice myself constantly for your entertainment. And I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the listeners, a bunch of bastards.
I know the thing I just hit you with says that it's what your cat does when they get the claw caught in the sweater. It's also what me and Cody did for approximately 2 hours on Discord after the show.
Let me go. Yeah, how come that guy hasn't been back?
He has told me more than once, like, you just let me know. You just let me know, man, when you're ready for me. And I'm like, all right, dude, I will.
Maybe next time.
I don't think it's entirely up to me.
Oh, he's fine to come back. I wouldn't mind just next time.
I know, I love
him. Next time we'll tell him to don't pregame so much.
I don't think that Mathism is not a force that can be contained.
No.
Okay? That
was abundantly
bottle,
clear.
It's on.
I know Tanner was a particular fan of that episode. He was excited. There was a point in that episode where Tanner literally said, "All right, Shannon, I'm done talking. You tell the story."
I really thought at the time that that was more about the story itself that was being told. But to be fair, Matt was also like, "Yeah, tell the story. Tell me what's going on."
Well, Tanner, I'm sorry to tell you that story.
Tanner, can you hear us?
Yes.
Should the Tanner drop out?
I thought for sure he was going to hit me with that. What's that? What's that crackling noise?
Oh, is he going to?
Oh, you fucked it up.
Start doing to you what he does to me? That's not right.
What is it, Tanner? It's not a crackling noise. What is it?
What's that clicking noise?
Clicking noise. There it is. See, I'm thinking about that fire I'm going to have outside tomorrow night.
Oh. So, speaking of which, Tanner.
What?
Bitch. Oh! You just got beamed!
You freaking moron. You get Tanner. Now what you got to do is you got to tag your friends to totally beam them. There he goes. Get back in here.
I'm so tired. Oh, anyway.
Tag your friends to bean them.
Oh, God.
Hey, do we have a topic? Lindsay, what's the topic for tonight?
Well.
Oh, sorry.
Why? Why did she, like, why was she a cat? Meow.
Well, she got her claw stuck in my sweater. I didn't know what to do.
Let me go. Let me go.
Well, last night we did top five boxes. Board games.
Yes.
Yeah.
There top was five boxes.
There was a pretty
That's
sweet...
a real cat category right there. That's what they would...
True story. When I was a kid, and I say kid, I was like 16, so this is a lot sadder. My parents bought something. I don't remember what it was. I was a little younger than 16. People are going to think I ain't right. And if I'm trying to impress future girlfriend, then I need to her not to think that I'm crazy. I had a box. They had this big box that they bought, and I sat in the chair in the living room. I put the box over my head and pretended I was in an X-Wing. So my dad's trying to watch the news, and I'm sitting next to him just going, phew, 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 and making noises. My dad hated me. That's probably why he drank so much.
No.
Oh. Well, this got awkward really quick.
Oh, well, you know what, Tanner? Tanner.
Tanner.
What's that clicking noise? It's
it. You just got beamed again.
Oh,
Man. I still want to get a soundboard and put that on there just to piss a certain somebody on the show off.
Just say Jesse, man. Just say Jesse. That's a White Castle. Just say White Castle.
Just say White Castle. I'll take you guys across the street to that restaurant with the medieval decor and the miniature beef sandwiches.
It's a White Castle. Tanner, can you hear White Castle?
Speaking of irritating people,
I will never hear White Castle.
Dalton, if you know, and I know that you're listening, Dalton. Fart.
Flatulence.
Me. Lick himself.
Tallywhacker.
I don't want any of his testicles in my sandwich. I don't want to host this show no more. Okay, that was great.
That was great. That was good. That was pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
That should have been the cold open
on the show.
Couple people out there really, really like that. Let's do it. Let's call somebody right now on the show.
No.
Let's see who we're gonna call. I don't know. Hold on.
Wait.
I'm gonna call Calvin real quick.
Oh, not science, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's do a science, bitch.
He hasn't been on the show. He hasn't been on the show in forever. All right, here we go.
Get him out there.
All right, here we go. Let's see if he answers.
This suddenly feels like, what's that show? Jerky Boys.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to answer.
I was going to say, why did it ring once and then not again?
Oh, Calvin, you disappoint me. What could you possibly be doing? Oh, he's playing Overwatch. Never mind. It says it right there on the side.
That's
why. Damn it. All
right. That's the problem.
Here, wait. I got somebody I'm going to call. This person's a total bitch. You ready?
I swear to God, if you fucking call me, I'm going to fucking stab you in your fucking throat. I swear to Christ in heaven on everything that is holy, Tanner. If my fucking phone lights up in the next 5 seconds, I'm going to chuck this fucking phone across. God damn it, it's ringing. You son of a bitch. I ain't answering. No, I'm not answering. No. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, that was good. That was great.
All right, that was great. That was great.
That's cold open number two.
I don't think you understand how a cold open works, Tanner. I'm starting to think you're confused.
You look confused, boy.
Oh,
Tanner,
what you thinking?
I think breast stinking ninja.
Oh, that scared me for a second.
Motherfucking paint
ninja. Tanner, ain't you never heard my movies? Heard my movies. God damn it. I'm tired.
Deep blue sea?
He ate me. A fucking shark ate me.
I'm about to send something here, and I'm pretty sure I could see someone in our group doing this.
Tanner, you also sent a meme that includes at least 10 pictures, and I need you to understand I'm never going to click on that and read the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna assume what you're sending is blackface. And I know who you think. And I know who you think is gonna do it. And yes, I will.
Mammy.
Well, I can't make fun of that fucking frog.
That frog, racist ass frog.
Anyway, what did Tanner send? Sorry, I'm ordering pizza.
I don't know. I'm looking. It looks like it says to the WB.
Mammy. God, is this did we just hit racist? I don't know.
Is that Jabba the Hutt? What is happening?
I don't know.
Summer,
is that
a summer basketball camp where there's a free dress day? Why would that be a thing? So why would you not always just wear basketball shorts and a t-shirt?
In the picture, for the record, it's clearly Jabba the Hutt sitting there. But my first thought was, is that a picture of me last year for my driver's license photo?
No,
because I look like the fattest thing alive.
Those pictures are always terrible, though.
Yeah, but this one looked particularly bad. Like,
This is me on the show every time something like this comes up. No.
I'm not saying it to insult myself. I'm really not. Well, yeah, I am. But I'm insulting myself from last year. Like, this year, Shannon's actually in quite a bit better shape. So, good job, Shannon.
That's the equivalent of fuck past Shannon. Past Shannon was a dick.
Which one's past Shannon? Is it the one eating the grass?
Oh, no, not that. I'm talking about what you just said.
Oh, I thought you were saying
you can't send the meme and then talk around it.
I assumed you said I was eating the grass. I'm like, Tanner, I don't eat grass. I eat ass masterclass. I saw that in the video.
I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
Oh,
Tanner, have
man,
you?
Ever- I used to be super thin. Like I'm kind of in the exact opposite. You go all the way back to high school. Like this was my student ID picture. it was just.
I mean, that's nothing. I was once asked to describe myself in two words.
Painfully thick.
I found
that's how I found
how to describe a target audience. This is how you find your target audience.
Painfully thick is what I tell women what to expect, and then they're very disappointed, and then I bounce. And I mean, I literally bounce like Tigger. I just bounce out of the room.
What does it mean to bounce?
Tanner, I want to read you the lyrics of a new song that I like.
Nope.
No, it's fine. The song is
WAP?
No, the song's called Heir to the Cum Throne.
No.
Nope, not doing
no,
it.
No. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Oh, I think to myself, how great would it be? I told Tanner that we would put that Hamilton song at the beginning. What if I just swerved him and I put this cum song? And he goes to listen to it. He's like, hey, Brandy, listen to this. We did this cold open and then we played the Hamilton song. And it just goes to Heir to the Cum Throne.
Can you hear him, Tanner?
I'm so tired.
I know. We can tell.
This is why I found it funny to begin with. Because when Ethan showed it to me, it was when I hadn't slept. And Ethan's showing me all these videos, and I'm on the floor crying. If I was sober, I wouldn't have laughed at any of it. But now I'm hooked.
Just buy a new one.
That's eternally funny, no matter what.
Your card was declined.
I made the face.
I knew you did. I knew that was the case. Would you guys like to quickly have a look at Chris Evans laughing alone with pizza?
He got into a bit of hot water recently.
Evans did? What'd he do?
Spill
the tea, sis.
It's not what he did, it's what he showed by accident.
Uh-oh.
His penis.
Oh, Chris Evans?
Yeah. Yeah.
I accidentally posted it on Instagram or Twitter one.
Yeah,
No.
Yep, and he deleted it immediately, but of course the internet is the internet, so they caught it. And he actually turned it into a joke, though. Like, 2 days later, he was like, now that I have your attention, go vote. So good on Chris Evans.
Oh, I see it. I just Googled Chris Evans' name, and I see that exact tweet, now that I have your attention. And it's just literally the hand on the head and then the shrug, like, all right, well, go vote November 3rd.
Which I found out when reading about that story, I found out that Chris Evans is actually apparently super anxious and depressed. He suffers from anxiety and depression. And
yes,
you wouldn't think that. You wouldn't think that about a guy like Chris Evans. Because if you ever thought of like what the perfect man looks like, it's Chris Evans.
I don't know. This is a pretty good runner up, though.
Son of a bitch. That's exactly what I need future girlfriend to not be.
Oh, no. Well, I know who you're not talking to.
Don't touch
what? What does that even mean? Tanner, type it in the group chat who I'm not talking to, and then we'll delete it.
Oh, if you guys want you guys want a pizza roll, email the web zone.
Web zone
pizza roll.
if you want to see me get nuts, come over to my place and watch a pizza roll.
Oh, what were some of the other bits from that particular that whole commercial is hilarious, and I'm trying to remember now some of the other things that they. I am pizza Totino's boy. I do remember that.
My name's Tennessee, and I'm a pizza freak. Unfortunately, so that that video, it's Tim and Eric pitching Totino's pizza rolls. It's very funny, but unfortunately, it came out the same time as that fucking Too Many Cooks. And I played that.
And you know which one of those ended up taking off? You remember Too Many Cooks, the classic video that everyone now remembers. Ugh.
It was funny.
Too Many Cooks.
It was funny.
It was funny one time.
Right.
But the longer it went, the more it was like, this is exactly, you can tell exactly why it aired at 4 o'clock in the morning on Adult Swim.
Right. Like, now, meanwhile, Tim and Eric, something the whole family can enjoy forever.
And it's consistently hilarious. That's the point.
Is it, though?
It is. I feel like when we have these discussions, this is a pretty good representation of what Tanner then does. Like, that's...
He builds his little pillow for it, and he goes hide-hide with his,
hide-hide!
He goes hide-hide with his little Hamilton record. Which...
Oh, no.
I like the idea that if Tanner wants me to watch Hamilton, he has to find me a girlfriend. That is very funny to me.
You see what's going to happen. I'm going to pull a redacted and walk in the store one day. I'm going to make you watch it.
I don't think that's how that worked.
Yeah, I don't think you have that power. Plus, you really can't even get in the store at this point, so.
Tanner, like, banned or what happened?
Tanner, that's very funny as well. Also,
oh, no.
For any of you listeners out there who are CCW fans, you definitely want to make sure you come to tomorrow's show, because I have it on a cord that a certain somebody is making a comeback tomorrow. And
no, I said I wasn't going to do this. I already told you. I'm not coming back.
Well, no, not you. It's a different guy. It's another guy that maybe is a host.
Well, who gives a shit then?
Hunter, I trusted you.
Why? I love that the main edit, I was like, I read over this cold open, I go, this is great. Can we put an It's Always Sunny reference in? Can we attach that?
Actually,
Dennis Reynolds, I trusted you. Why?
If you go back to the cold open, there's actually a couple references in there. Of course, there's the classic, if you take a look at this graph, obviously.
Yeah, that's a Massism bit.
That was for Sism.
Did Massism bit, yes.
The part where Tanner says question, I go, yeah, Tanner, go. That's also from It's Always Sunny.
That's true.
Let's see. I accept that nomination. I think that's from It's Always Sunny as well.
And I accept that nomination.
Because he says something, and I think Dennis goes, and I accept. I don't know. Dennis Reynolds is the best, so. He's also the worst, but whatever.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Now, you guys were wanting to talk about board games for a little bit?
No.
I'll talk about being bored.
Okay.
Chairman of the board, but it's spelled B-O-R-E-D.
My God. He buried that entire fucking movie in one sentence. Like, they actually... So, what?
I was just going to go, so the moth.
I'm going to tell people about... Oh, God. Did I just turn everything off? Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
There was a movie that came out in like the mid-90s, I'm going to say, called Chairman of the Board, starring Carrot Top. Now, if you kids don't remember who Carrot Top is, he was the comedian that liked to use props. He was the prop comedian.
He was the one that existed before the current one ate him and ground him up into protein powder.
Right.
Gosh, he is fucking ripped.
He's pretty ripped at this
point.
And
just he's like Scott Steiner ripped, though. Like, no, it's weird.
Yeah, and
it's not good.
And with his face, he just doesn't look right. Like, he looks he looks like if we let someone go into like WWE 2K20 and make a character real quick. Make him buff as hell.
You have 5 minutes, go.
Right. Focus on the body. Don't worry about the face. It's the randomizer will take care of that for you.
We'll fix it in post.
But yeah, so he came out with this movie. It was like his first movie, and Carrot Top was really big back then. Like, he legitimately was really big. He was all over the place, and they thought, we're gonna turn that into a movie. And the movie is apparently god awful. But on Conan O'Brien, Norm Macdonald, who I both love and hate at the same time, because he's very funny, but some of his views are also like he takes comedy to a level that I'm not comfortable with sometimes, with his views on women and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he goes on the Conan show, and he's just being a dick the entire time. So Courtney Thorne Smith is on the show to promote, I think it was Melrose Place, which if you remember Melrose Place, good, then you're ahead of the game. And she talks about that movie. She's in that film. There's a movie with Carrot Top coming out, and everyone's laughing and making fun of it. And Conan says, what's the name of it? And she goes, it's Chairman of the Board. And Conan looks at Norm Macdonald and says, there, make fun of that, you freak. And Norm Macdonald, in like a split second, says, I bet board spelled B-O-R-E-D, buried the entire movie. And was the people that made the movie actually blamed Norm Macdonald for ruining the movie.
For it doing poorly. I feel like even Norm Macdonald would be like, literally no one would ever blame me for that. Come on, man. That you think I have that kind of influence?
That is the most attention that movie ever got and will ever get. We've actually talked more about that movie on this show in the past 5 minutes than anyone ever has. So.
That's true. That's true.
Congratulations, future cum lords.
No. Tanner, can you hear us?
Tanner.
Yes, have some.
I think he just woke up. That legitimately sounded like he was like, oh, shit, what did I miss?
Hold on. I got something for Tanner. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I found a picture that I wanted to show him.
No, Hunter.
While we're doing that, Tanner, I need you to understand that she's married.
She's married to a British officer.
Oh, shit.
Is this another Hamilton reference?
No. No, it's just something funny we saw on Herman's Head.
Son of a bitch. Oh, did you hear they recast some of the actor on The Simpsons and Family Guy?
What? Oh, no, yeah, I did, actually. I didn't see the whole article, but something about Hank Azaria is not doing Lenny anymore?
Carl.
I knew it was one of the two.
And Mike Henry is no longer doing Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I get it, but that's super weird. I have a story about that. Tell me. Go ahead. Or tell me the rest. Go ahead.
Oh, he tweeted out that black characters should be played by black actors.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Man, I met Mike Henry years ago. I would have to look and see what – I don't even know if that picture's still on my phone.
So – real quick,
but
before
I have
that,
to look and see. Go ahead. I'm going to look and see if I have this picture.
All right, Tanner, I'm going to send this here, and I don't want Hunter to see it, so I'm going to make it a spoiler of, while he's not looking, I want you to look at it first and tell me what you think.
Nothing's popping up.
There's that thing right there. Just click it.
If it's a spoiler, it's got a tag on it. You got to tap the thing.
You got to click it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm clicking it. Nothing's happening.
Lying son of a bitch, you can't play because you just got beaned again. That's the third time you've been beaned tonight. You're such a freaking moron.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I would have to. I guess it's not on my phone, so I'd have to go back and find. Which, I mean, man, the oldest picture on my phone is from 2012, so it had to have been at the very least that year because I knew this was. No, I was living in Cape, and I moved up here before that. So it would have been like 2008, 9, I think 10 at the absolute latest. It would have been early in the year in 2010. So SEMO every year does their, our college, Southeast Missouri State, does their like speaker series, and they have people in to give speeches, and it's you know, coaches, like prolific coaches and actors and all sorts of other stuff, and they had Mike Henry in. And so when I saw that he was coming in at the time, it was back when I was actually still watching Family Guy a decent amount. Plus, I just was really into voice acting. And I was like, I've got to go see this. This is very cool that they're doing this. Plus, it was free. It was one of the free events they did for the speaker series. So get off of work that day. I was working at the radio station. I'm pretty sure I was still in the newsroom. And pop over to, they had it in the academic hall, like the main one on campus. Some of these things, they move all the way to the Show Me Center. Like, it's that big a deal. This was a little more subdued. So get in there. Like I said, tickets are free. Sit down, check it out. And Mike basically does what I thought was a really cool, like, in-depth discussion of how he got involved in the business and what he does, you know, day to day. How at the time the Cleveland show had not started airing, so actually you could go and look at whatever year it started airing. It was that year, but it had not started on its own yet. And so he was talking about how he was really excited to get the spinoff show for this character. And then they opened it up to questions, and that's where everything went horrible, and where I felt like embarrassed to be there, because rather than you know, if I had gotten up to ask a question, it would have been almost entirely about, like, you know, tell us a little more about the process of getting into the business. Like, you know, what's your day like? How do you go about finding a voice for a particular character and these sorts of things?
Yeah.
And instead it was like, you know, can you do this line as Cleveland? And you could tell he was just like, yeah, you know, I get that all the time. So he would do it. And then, oh, you know, dance monkey. It was very that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing.
They acted like it was a Comic-Con instead of a conference like that.
Yeah, but even at a Comic-Con, you shouldn't be, like, doing that. Like, I mean, this was the same kind of thing. It was a panel discussion, but, like, come on, man. Don't just stand up there and ask the dude to repeat lines you've heard a million times over because you want to hear it in person. He had already done quite a bit of that, like, in the course of the discussion when he was talking about how he created certain voices. He would pick a line, like, his favorite line from a character and just do it. And then you'd have people ask, like, can you do, you know, your favorite line from... I remember distinctly one person asked him, can you do your favorite Cleveland line? And he was like, were you not listening to the presentation? Because I did that, like, half an hour ago. You can see that he was visibly getting irritated. So I felt bad asking for a picture after the show, but I made a point going up. A lot of people didn't, weirdly. I made a point to go up and be like, hey, man, I really respect what you guys do, and voice acting is something I've always really been interested in doing. And so he shook my hand, and we got a picture, and it was very cool. But I just, it was cringy being there with that crowd of people. I wanted to apologize, and at the same time, I'm like, no, that would be much cringier because you didn't do anything. So just do the thing and move on.
The cringiest thing I've ever seen live was, and I've talked about it on the show before, I'm pretty sure, but if you're a new listener or if you just never heard the story, when Lindsay, it was myself and Lindsay, and I want to say Jesse, it was a big anime group, and I think we were at like Anime St. Louis, I want to say it was, and our friend Stephanie, who used to be on the show, she was one of the pioneering members of Pentanerd, and then came over to Podzilla in 1985. She wanted to go to this 18-plus panel that I want to say it was Eric Vale. And if it's not Eric Vale, I apologize because this dude was a total dick. I'm going to ask Lindsay real quick.
I think it was because I remember this story. I remember you talking about this.
Pretty sure it was Eric Vale. So she wanted to go in because she wanted to hear him talk about voice acting, tell stories, you know, like you said with Mike Henry. Instead, he just, for the next 30 minutes, because we left, for the next 30 minutes, instead talks about how he gets to fuck fans, doing anal for the first time. Like, he goes full 18+, and the crowd's laughing because most of them have never had sex, so this was like an experience for them to hear about it. And I looked over at Stephanie, and she just had the saddest look on her face. Like,
oh, that's...
And we left. Yeah, we left.
That's disappointing.
It was truly depressing.
By the way, it was June 4th, 2009, because at one point in time, it was my Facebook profile picture, so I have exactly from the day that I uploaded it. So that's me and Mike Henry. That's Mike giving me the sort of hover hand there, because I assume he thought I was just sweaty. But that's... I felt bad, man. It was such a good panel, and then that.
You are so incredibly scrawny.
Yeah, dude. So that's another thing. When I was... this is... Like I said, I was living on my own, and did not know how to cook a thing. I mean, my day-to-day, like appetite at that point, because Sarah and I were together, and we weren't, by 2009, we were not engaged. We would have been engaged by the next year. But she was living in Kennett because she was going back and forth from college and such. And so I was at Cape. I was doing my job at the radio station, and I worked there right across from the campus. And so my day-to-day, like, meal was I would have cereal for breakfast in the morning, or like a granola bar or whatever was handy, have a sandwich for lunch, have like a really light dinner most of the time, just like a little rice or whatever. I had these rice meal things that I would do, and then I worked out all the time. I would go running around campus and stuff. And I mean, it's, in a way, it sounds like, oh, that's really good. But yeah, you can see in the picture, like, I am just straight up malnourished. Like, I was not eating properly at that time at all. That t-shirt is hanging on me, and that's a small t-shirt. Because I'm not a tall guy either. I'm 5'6". So it's not like, you know, but man, it was just bad. It was, Sarah has told me more than once. She's like, hey, you were sad. Like, I had to put some meat on you because it was ridiculous.
You look like the picture of the bean.
That's actually where they got that from. They just photoshopped a bean over me.
They just turned you green. They gave you the Hulk treatment. Yeah.
You freaking moron.
I wish I could show you pictures of Tanner when he was a kid, but just assured that he basically looks the same as he does now with less of a beard. I still remember my mom and I were driving by the restaurant, and I looked out at this professional wrestler sitting outside, and I'm like, who is that? And she's like, that's Tanner. He's like 10. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
He's like, what, 10 feet? 10 feet tall? Yes.
He ate 10 people on the way here? Like, what happened? Because he was...
what? Hey, what's hang on that? A second. I'm trying to find a picture of myself.
Hey, would you guys like to be able to send customized potatoes to anyone in the United States anonymously?
Yes.
All you have to do is go to anonymouspotato.com, and you can do that right now. I'm gonna just prove it to you. There it is.
Christ.
It can just say you're one hot potato. Or it could be this weird picture of fat Kenny Omega. Who knows?
You know? Hey, guess
the
what?
The important thing is they are customizable, affordable, and hilarious.
Guess what, future girlfriend? You're getting you're a hot potato. So if
well,
you
don't
get,
tell them because then it's no longer anonymous.
Well, just saying, if you get a potato in the mail that says you're one hot potato, you know you found the man of your dreams. There's only one picture of me as a child, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, and
it's
in
the cowboy one, isn't
I'm
it?
In my little cowboy getup. But thankfully, that picture is lost in time. It's buried so deep in my Facebook, no one will ever find it, and no
I'm
one
on
has it.
It.
So no, but why would you do that?
I'm going to get it right now.
I think I have that picture of you somewhere, Tanner, and it's not because I'm creepy.
Oh, why did he delete it? It was there and then it was gone. It was like it never happened.
Just like my childhood, it never happened.
Well, sure it did. It just happened in front of Brian Williams and
Showgirls.
And Bryant Gumbel
and Showgirls.
And that's it.
Here's one.
No,
here's
I didn't watch Sailor Moon until I was an adult.
Oh, that's true. I forget that's why you're like, that's the problem.
Wait, Tanner, did you say this one where we can't see your face?
Yeah, but you can see me. You can see how tiny I was.
Tiny. That yeah, there's
and you
no
see
way
other
that
people.
Works.
Is that Jennifer?
That is Jennifer.
Oh, that's my ex-girlfriend. She cannot be future girlfriend because she's married now. The fun part, though.
Oh, there he is. Okay, I was like, I can't tell who's Tanner, and then I realized only one person was at least a foot and a half taller than everyone else in the picture.
The girl in the middle. That's my ex-girlfriend Jennifer. Sweet girl, very lovely. Can't say enough good things about her. The girl two from her to the left. I'm not going to say her name, obviously, because you know I don't want to get there. I don't have anything good to say about her. But I dated her sister, and that went poorly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I dated her sister.
The girl directly beside her or two away?
Two away. So the second from the left. I dated her sister. I don't know who the one next to her is. In
I didn't
between
know she
them.
Had a sister.
She does. I'll tell you all about it after the show. The fun thing, and I know, and this is a great visual gag for the audio podcast, but the guy...
Yes.
But you know what? Fuck it. We're here to entertain ourselves. If you're listening to this show looking for entertainment, fuck yourself. The guy...
it's like the listeners came to the show and said, we came here for entertainment, and we all went, why?
Why? Don't trust us. The guy on the right, I'm not going to say his name either because I don't like that motherfucker. That's Jennifer's quote-unquote best friend. So when Jennifer and I were dating, Jennifer was very religious. I think she still is. I don't know. But she was super religious at the time. So to date her, I had to go to church with her. So I went to church with her. I'm not a religious man. I'm not religious. I'm just not religious. So it doesn't bother me. I'm just not a man of faith. So I go to church. I'm sitting with Jennifer. This dude gets up. He gives He gives like a guest sermon, and he says he's got his best friend on call right now whenever he wants to talk to her. Jennifer's phone rings. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. And then he starts talking about how non-Christians shouldn't be associated with. You can't trust them. And he's looking right at me while he's doing it. Jennifer grabs my hand and is just like, calm down. Yeah. No, he was trying to pick a fight with me because I was dating the girl he had a crush on.
I remember the sermon. It was actually quoting. He says, you should not be unequally yoked with someone is how he put it.
But I'm not smart, so I took that as don't touch the girl I'm dating. Well, I touched her. I touched her hand a lot. Also, Hunter, why would you post that picture?
That's when you were a cowboy. Do you remember when you were a spin king? Because I do.
I do remember when I was a spin king. Yeah.
Spin king. That,
oh, my God. All right. You guys. All right.
This
you
is the show now.
You've got to pick right now. What's the show picture for tonight? Is it this picture of a young Derek Boxdorfer that I got from somebody and I said I was going to make the picture? Or is it the picture of me as a spin king? You pick.
I think it should be the Spin King. The Spin King is it's something special. If you're gonna do Boxdorfer, he needs to be here.
He needs to be there for it. Okay, I'll sit on the Boxdorfer picture until he's on the show again. We'll go with Spin King tonight. That was one of my favorite Halloweens. I dressed up as the Spin King because I didn't know how to do costumes at all. Allie was a porcelain doll, which meant she was already pale as fuck and she just drew cracks on her face, which was funny. And the winner of all of it was Jesse. Jesse surprised everybody. He came in dressed like Kevin Owens.
He came in as Kevin Owens because that was him. Tell us about the gangster pictures.
I don't want to.
Are we searching through Shannon's pictures again?
No.
I'm doing this.
I did this three weeks ago.
Guys, don't stalk my pictures for the love of God. That's future girlfriend's job.
Oh no, we're gonna do this.
So this
put
picture
them all here in the Discord, so you can get them whenever.
So no one else can see them on the show. So this picture that Hunter just sent, it's me, Justin Mann, Jesse Kimball, and Kevin Schenkelberg. Shout out to Kevin Schenkelberg. And this is at the midnight launch for LA Noire. That's why we're all dressed up like gangsters. The problem was that nobody. And this is when we all worked at GameStop, obviously.
No.
Yeah, none of us.
No, no, not that.
What?
Oh,
what?
No.
No.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay, that's not. That, I don't want to talk about that one.
Why are you a brony?
That is Lindsay. Why? Okay. Well, hold on. Let me explain. Oh, man.
Then he just disconnects.
No.
Let me explain. Click. I knew it was coming.
Anyway, this is when Lindsay was super into My Little Pony, and she said she was going to make me a pony. This is me as a My Little Pony. You see the cross with the X over it because I'm edgy as fuck. Okay, now I have to ask Lindsay why that's my, what is it called? A cutie mark, I think is what it's called?
Yeah, it's
Lindsay,
why
is my cutie mark a cross with an X over it? That just that makes it look like I'm saying fuck God.
I think you just did.
Okay, and now they're showing the picture of me dressed up as Team Magma with a Lancer from Gears of War. Look, guys, we can pour over these pictures all night, but you're just wasting everybody's time. No one listening wants to see pictures of Shannon. Trust me, I know. I've seen him my whole life.
Just because you said that, now all these pictures are going to go on the Podzilla Facebook page.
I swear to God, if you put this on... Well, just don't put it on... Okay, that's fine. Just don't put it on the Reddit page.
Ooh, that's a better idea.
That's where it's going to go. You know this, right?
Yes, it is.
You guys will forget it. Look, one thing I've learned this year is I'm very easily forgettable. Once you guys get out of this chat, you will not remember to do it.
Well, let me go ahead and post it right now.
Last one. There we go.
God damn it.
That's got to be done. Can we please talk about how tenderly you're holding Pikachu's hand?
That's because I'm pretty sure I thought Pikachu was a girl. And in fact, if you're listening, you can go over to our Reddit page at r/Podzilla1985 and see this picture. So Lindsay's like, get a picture with them. And I go, okay. It was at the Pokemon event. And I believe Jesse Kimball was there with me. Katie was there with us. Krista from the show was there with us. And
I can confirm that all those people were there because I'm seeing them now as well.
So the first thing you're going to notice before we get to the Pikachu is that I look kind of like the lead singer of Creed 20 years after he quit the business. Like, I already look tired and stuff, but the hair, like, it's very Creed-like. What's his name? Scott Staff?
Okay, now I need you to hit me with arms wide open.
With arms wide open. Anyway.
That's it. There it is.
I just got a message from Calvin saying, what do you need? I'll tell him here in a second. So I go over there to get a picture with Pikachu and Munchlax, I think is his name.
That's a Snorlax.
Yeah. No, I think that's a Munchlax.
It's the little one.
Oh, it is Munchlax. Okay.
I became the Snorlax last year. So.
No.
I walk over there and I grab Pikachu's hand, and it's so soft and delicate, and it's so small. And I said to him, I hope you're a girl. And it just bounced up and down. And I'm like, is that a yes? I know you can't.
What are you telling me?
I hope you're a girl, Pikachu. So, are you going to put that one on there too? That is.
I'm not posting them. Tanner's doing all this.
That is a former guest of the show. That's Louis. That's Louis standing in front of GameStop after they fired me, holding a sign that says, "Rehire Shannon, occupy GameStop."
Oh, man, I forgot that's after they moved the counter in GameStop, too, because it was moved over to the left there.
Yeah, that's when that they got rid of the sawtooth design that we had forever.
Oh, I loved the sawtooth. You could hide. Yes. People didn't know you were there. It was the best.
Fucking Louie one time. He comes into the store, and these guys are shopping, and I think they're, like, picking up Madden. And they're sitting up at the counter, and I'm selling them Madden. And Louie walks up, and he goes, "You know what's fake? Football. You know what's real? Wrestling." And the guy buying it looks at me, and he's like, "Is he your friend?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He says, you better get this motherfucker out of here before I beat his ass." And I'm like, "Louie, settle." All right, I'm going to tell Calvin I was calling him on the show. Well, should we call him idea. Now? Let's call him now.
It's the end of the show, man.
It's the end of the
show.
You're
out of time.
Yeah,
it's an hour. Are we gonna hit these board games real quick or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll forget Calvin. Real quick, Tanner, tell me your 5 favorite board games.
I'm going to go with Clue. Seen It.
Seen It didn't get a mention. That's a good one.
Yeah. Monopoly, but only the electric banking one.
I said Monopoly. It's a good game.
Taboo's a pretty fun one. And Cards Against Humanity.
You didn't play that one as a kid, though.
Oh, was that the criteria?
Was that the thing? Because I thought Lindsay just said...
I thought it was just as a kid, but screw it.
I'm going to the chat. You know what? You're right. Top 5 board card games from your board/card games from your childhood for this week.
Look, this show, we make the rules up as we go.
That's right.
So fuck it. Hunter, what's your 5?
Nobody mentioned chess, so I'm going to be the nerd who puts chess out there, the original board game. I played a lot of chess as a kid, actually.
I was never good at it.
I'm not going to say I was good at it. Don't get me wrong. I take that back. I was good at it. I just wasn't great at it. But yeah, I played a lot of chess as a kid. My dad knew how to play. Still knows how to play, I assume. But it's just been a long time since we played. So chess was like the one board game I played a lot of. The other stuff that I would have played as a kid, you guys have already mentioned stuff like Monopoly and everything. But I feel like card games didn't get enough of a shout out. So I cannot believe that Jesse Kimball did not mention Magic the Gathering. I know we mentioned Pokemon.
Ah,
I get that. But I'm gonna put Magic in there. I played, that was the first collectible card game that I ever played. I did play a little Pokemon, but Magic was, I was playing way back in 5th edition. That was the first set of cards that I had. So, and I've been in and out of that for years since then.
That is all Greek to me, that's for sure.
I know. Let me just put it this way. Tanner, I don't know if you keep up with it. I think they're at edition like 23 or 4 at this point.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never played Magic the Gathering. I tried, and I couldn't do it.
I've never played Magic the Gathering. I've never even watched people play it. The closest I've ever got to that was I was dating a girl in college named Vina, as I've said many times before, and I was going to have a date with her one night, and my friend Corey came back from basic training. He went into the Marines, and he said, "Hey, you know, I'm only down for a couple days. Do you want to go to this tournament with me?" He didn't tell me what kind of tournament it was. So I was like, yeah, you know, I never get to see you, sure. So I cancel my date with Vina, and we go to it, and it's not Magic. It's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
That's my go-to. That was the game I played.
Oh, my God. I've never felt like I was around so many losers at once. And I know they're not losers. That was just my biasness.
It was just the feeling. That was that's what you got.
But just to see these sweaty nerds sitting around fucking jizzing off to a dragon card, like, I don't know.
So Magic is currently on its June 26, 2020, they launched. They now call them by the year. So it's core set 2021. 5th edition, which is where most of my cards came from when I was a kid, was released on March 24th, 1997. And I know I was playing before that. So, longest running, like, collectible card game and stuff. And basically, I'm just going to waste my other slots on stuff like that. So I played, I know we've talked about this when we were talking about Krychek. I played the X-Files card game. Mm-hmm. That was very cool. Also extremely complicated, but it was fun. Reading one of those cards right now reads like you are trying to summon the spirit of the X-Files. X-Files CCG Krychek. I'm going to, because I pulled up Krychek's card, I remember this, and I'm going to read you the text on Krychek's main. This is Agent Alex Krychek. Without reading all of his stats, like he has a 3 in alien investigation, a 2 in close range combat, underneath his game effect says Agent Krychek allows you to choose to add to the conspiracy pool instead of to the resource pool during the briefing phase. No one knows what that means. Literally, no one in the world knows what that means. So that was a thing. I also played a little bit of...
What? Krychek was badass.
And he was right there. Krychek was right there for a spinoff. Exactly. So anyway, Chess, Magic the Gathering, X-Files. I also played, I know I've talked to you guys about this. Childhood is a loose term here, but I was still in high school when I was playing WWF Raw Deal. The wrestling CCG,
that was something.
And man, that game was really good when it first came out. But it was one of those games that was designed to be way too complicated the second they started releasing updates and expansions. Every time they added a new kind of
card
with
a new set.
That's not even me! Neither was Lou, to be fair.
Okay.
But hey, every time they added a new expansion, it got worse. So that game was great for the first couple of years, and then it just fell off. And then the only other one I remember playing a decent amount was the Star Wars CCG, the Star Wars collectible card game. And it was also very complicated, but I do remember that is where Ken Murphy and I first met. And I guarantee he doesn't remember this. I only figured it out years later. Do you guys remember when Ken owned Marvels and Legends on Broadway?
Yeah, well, so it was in that.
You don't?
No, okay, I wasn't around during that time period, but I've heard he did.
Okay. At one point in time, when you're coming down Broadway, like heading toward the river, they were on the right-hand side. They moved into that glass front building, and it was a very classic, traditional comic book store. But before that, there's an insurance agency that's right down from El Sol on the left-hand side of the street, right past SEMO. It's a little brick house. You know what I'm talking about? Can you picture this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where Marvels and Legends was when I was a kid. And I think it was called Marvels and Legends. It may have been Wizards and Legends, because I remember there was a place called something like that, too. And I used to go in there when my mom and I, when my parents were divorced and I was living with my mom. At one point in time, we were living in Cape with my Aunt Donna. And I would go in there anytime I could get downtown and just browse. And it was just, it was my stuff. It was comic books. It was cards. And I bought a $20 Empire Strikes Back version of Luke card. Literally just a single card for the game. I need you to bear in mind that no one else played this card game with me. I was the only person playing this game. I eventually got a couple of other people to play it, but even then it was like, I dropped $20 on this card, and that was a lot of money to me at the time, you know.
Right.
But I would find out years later, Ken owned that place, and he's absolutely, he has to be who I bought it from. So, I don't know if I've ever told him that story, so if he's listening, that's very weird.
He's not, let's be honest. Also, Tanner just sent a picture of me in college. That's me next to this girl, Jessica, who I kind of had a crush on. And
Shannon, I'm just going to put it out there. You are also very scrawny.
Yeah. There's that crush button. That is before I became the muscle-bound freak that stands before you. That was my journalism phase in college. That's right around the time that Vina and I were dating. I was kind of skinny, and I very homoerotic, as you could tell by that picture. Like, look at those eyes, look at those lips. I didn't even wear glasses. I wore fake glasses because I wanted to look smarter. It didn't work. But you see the denim jacket. Damn, I look good though. I think I look better now because I look a little bit more like I want to date women.
You needed the beard. You needed the beard. We all kind of needed the beard, basically.
This is before I discovered the beard. But back at this point, I still had a jawline, so that was impressive. All right. Tanner, I got a mission for you.
What is it?
Let's have some fun with this. I like memory lane. I want you to take all the... Not that picture. Take that picture out. That picture doesn't need to be seen by anyone ever. That was during my very, very emo phase. That's Jeff's gun, by the way. Anyway.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, Jeff, who is in jail?
Who is in jail. I want you to take
back
in jail.
Yes, he is, actually.
Tanner, I want you to take these pictures. I want you to find some more pictures, your favorite pictures of me to embarrass me, and I want you to post them on our Reddit. So if you're listening to this, guys, I want you to go over to...
How about this one from your personal page?
Let me see. No, it's got to be of me. That's of me and Bob. That doesn't count. It's got to be. So
killer bees.
Tanner's going to curate... Tanner's going to curate a bunch of these pictures of me. If you want to embarrass me, if you want to see me looking all kinds of stupid, head over to our r/Podzilla1985 page. Tanner's going to post them on there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys can finally see why I don't leave my house ever. Until Monday. We're going to be back on Monday with I Want to Believe, I Believe, right?
Are we?
Shit.
I hope so. That's supposed to be the idea. You keep trying to do the show when we're not supposed to do the show, and now we're supposed to do the show, and you're like, I don't know.
I say we do the show whenever the fuck we want.
Okay, Monday. Sounds great. All right,
that was the plan.
Yeah. So we're going to do I Want to Believe on Monday. We got PZ85 plays coming up on Tuesday, Hunter, mm-hmm. and we're in the thick of things.
That's right. The plan is that this will be the final episode or the final installment of the current episode of that's not Scum and Villainy, is it? What did I call it? Wretched Hive. A Wretched Hive.
Yeah.
It was the first part of that. Yeah. So this will be the final installment of A Wretched Hive. We'll see what happens in Darga's palace if you guys are able to not only obtain the information you need to, but then make it out with that information.
Hunter, is it possible to defeat the shit, I don't remember how it goes. Without the wizard's key. Never mind. Wednesday.
No, you know the other part. What's the second part? Let me take this one.
yeah, Tanner, I definitely remember that one. Oh God, that was the start of so Ooh. Many things. Yeah,
yeah.
Post that one too. Yeah. I want to see that one on there. Yeah,
yes, please.
Wednesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I don't know if Ace is going to be back yet. Dalton will definitely be there. Maybe Sadie and Derek again. Maybe I'll pop in. You never know. Thursday, it's going to be After Dark. We'll do our normal thing on there. Myself, Lindsay, Shelby, and Jesse. And then Friday, once again, horse time. We'll see what happens. We'll have a fun code open.
Oh, real quick. For the first time since the show's inception, this is not a bit. I will not be here next Friday.
All right, horse time canceled next week, but we'll try to.
I'm gonna be out of town and on my way. I will probably be in the car as 8 o'clock rolls around when we normally record. So yeah, I will not be here for next Friday's show.
Tanner, if you can promise me you'll be here, we'll still do it.
I cannot promise that.
All right, so we'll definitely be here to do
so
it.
So we'll see.
I'll get Boxdorfer on here. It'll be a lot of fun. That's next week. Until then, head over to r/Podzilla1985. Check out Shannon's Memory Lane. And that ain't me. that's just a bunch
Are you
of blind
sure?
dogs. That's just a
Are
bunch of
sure?
blind dogs. All right.
What does this say?
Ooh. All right. Next week. That's next week. For tonight, we'll see you guys later. I'm going to try to go get some sleep. You guys have fun. Be safe out there. Come to CCW tomorrow if you're in town, if you're local. Because, again, like I said, I have a feeling a certain somebody, I'm not going to say my name. Oops.
Not me.
Might be making his return. That's tomorrow. Hunter, till then, take us out.
Why? Later.